Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Athletics, right fielder, number 22, Josh Reddick.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back to the Oakland Coliseum. Seventh inning stretch time. Scott Feldman still on the mound for the Astros.
Hey, why did you interrupt the Michael Jackson, by the way?
I left it on as long as I could. That was sweet. I felt like my hair was feathered again.
2-2.
Ground ball, pass Mattson up the middle. Fielded by Semien behind second. Throws to first in time, and that is the ball game. Astros get a runner on, but no more than that in the ninth inning as the A's hold on for the 7-4 win over the Astros. Oakland taking the first game of this three-game series.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And yesterday's game really came down to the one inning where you couldn't stop the bleeding, that fourth inning, two outs, nobody on, eight straight reach for the A's, and five-run score, and Mike Fiers wound up not making it out of that.
Yeah, it was a tough inning for us, and you know, we couldn't recover from it. There were some walks in there. There were a few hits and good at-bats by them, but we had a tough time executing both Fiers, and then when we went to Feliz, we ended up with a few walks in a row, and they ended up separating from us. We fought back a little bit like we always do. But we look back on that game, and that one big inning where they put up a five spot was tough for us to come back from.
When you have an inning like that, I mean, just how – I mean, obviously, when you give up a crooked number like that, it's frustrating anyway. But even more frustrating because you're one out, one pitch away, really the entire inning, and just it just seemed like it just wasn't there.
Yeah, it was hard for us to just get out of the inning. And I think when the tidal wave starts and the snowball gets going down the hill and – it was one after another where it didn't feel like it was going to end. And they did a good job of staying patient. You know, obviously we were trying to make perfect pitches and instead of attacking the strike zone. But the effort was there. We did what we could, and we'll bounce back again tonight.
Scott Feldman doing a nice job out of the bullpen, four innings of relief, giving up the one run, and he just continues to excel in that role that he's been in.
Yeah, he's been exceptional, and I appreciate him being on board. You know, I say he's a major league starter, but he's responded well to the bullpen. He provides some value for us, some leadership, and he's, you know, he takes a ball whenever I can give it to him. And last night was a key example where we got to reestablish our bullpen. You know, coming out of the break, I wanted to get everybody in the games in Seattle. We did that. We have a blow-up game like yesterday where a few guys have to pitch. It's nice to have 2 days where we're going to play the next 2 days, have the off day with a fresh bullpen, and that's precisely because of what Feldman did last night.
You know, we've seen a handful of relievers since the All-Star break. We have a bit of a rocky outing. Michael Feliz certainly yesterday. How much do you have to account for? You know, you have the four-day layoff. Guys generally, I mean, maybe they'll throw a little bit, but it's not quite the same as the everyday routine of the season. How much do you have to account for that coming back from the break?
Yeah, that's why it was key for us to pitch everybody in the Seattle series the best we could. I mean, obviously, Keuchel pitching today will be the last pitcher that can go into a game. You know, Fiers yesterday hadn't pitched since the break too. So it's important for us to get started again. You know, we need the first at-bats again. It's almost like starting the season over, not nearly as drastic as that is, but the gap between – the end of spring training and the beginning of the season is the same gap that is between, you know, the All-Star break. So I think it's key for us to get our rhythms back, and pitchers especially with their command and their feel and their routines on how they're getting into and out of games is important for us to have a successful second half.
And you look at Dallas Keuchel, he's been pitching a lot better. Do you think maybe we've moved past the is what's going on with Keuchel? Is Keuchel struggling? Because it seems like lately he's been much better.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, obviously the surface analysis is always going to go back to some of the bigger numbers that he's put up, the hit totals, the walk totals, the run totals. That's not going to be corrected until the end of the season, and we'll see where he ends up. But from an efficiency standpoint, his last few starts have been exceptional. He's back to getting the ball on the ground. He's back to getting some swings and misses on his breaking ball. He's able to sequence his pitches a little bit better. So if that's the Keuchel that we're going to get moving forward, we're going to love the results. He's an exceptional pitcher at this level. The overall numbers are going to take a while to normalize a little bit. But I know this, when I can put his name in the lineup, when I can give him the ball at the start of the game, I have all the confidence in the world he's going to help us win.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
Roger Clemens pitched well for the Astros in 2006, but they couldn't score him any runs. His ERA was only 2.50, but his record was 1-3 when he took the mound against another 300-game winner, Greg Maddux, at Wrigley Field on July 19th. Maddux had beaten Clemens the year before when Roger won the Cy Young Award. But this time, the Astros finally scored a few runs for the Rocket, and he didn't allow any. Greg Biggio led off the first with a home run. Clemens worked six innings and gave up only three hits while striking out five. Preston Wilson touched Maddux for a two-run double of the sixth to put the Astros up 3-0. Chad Qualls and Trevor Miller got it to Brad Lidge, who notched his 17th save with a scoreless ninth. And Maddux and Clemens finished their rivalry 1-1.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody, ahead of the second game in the three-game series with the Oakland A's. And my guest today on Astro Launch is Danny Wirth. And Danny, I want to talk to you about your guitar playing. Seems like about 15 years ago, guys started taking their guitars with them on the road, and you're no exception, and you're self-taught and apparently pretty good.
I don't know about that, but yeah, I just picked it up in 2012. I was tired of playing video games on the road. Thought I'd pick up a guitar and learn something new, and been obsessed with it ever since.
Where'd you go initially to learn? I mean, where do you start?
Just YouTube, and I just learn songs. I just want to play, have fun jamming with songs, you know? And so I just learn like a song a night, and yeah, just built over the years.
Do you have any musical background at all, or is just all from scratch?
No, none. I wanted to. The only reason I bought one really was because I was tired of video games, like I said, and I wanted to learn a Chili Peppers song. And once I learned that one, I just learned another, and now, you know, it's just all piling on top of each other.
So if there's a kid out there looking to buy a guitar, a startup thing, he can just go on YouTube, and they have videos that show him how to start playing. Where do you start? I mean, go to Guitar Center, or what do you do?
Yeah, get a guitar and just whatever song you want to learn, just type it in and start practicing and you'll get it.
So how good are you now? How many songs can you play? Can you listen to songs and just play?
Some of them, the easy ones. But yeah, I don't know how many songs. I just, you know, I learn a song and I'll play it. And if I really like the song, I'll remember it forever. But most of the time I just forget the stuff and then I just move on.
Okay, Danny Wirth, back to baseball. I've always admired guys that don't get to play regularly when they're in the major leagues. And you've shown what you can do with multiple games in a row in the minor leagues, and it's easier with timing and all that stuff. But right now it looks like you're not going to be one of those guys that gets regular turn unless somebody gets hurt. How do you stay somewhat ready as a part-time player?
Just by doing as much as I can, trying to hit. Because the hitting goes with the timing. That's the hardest thing, is stepping in there, not playing for a week, and then facing a big league pitcher. So you just want to work, try to work more than everyone because you need it. You need the extra reps, you need the extra swings. And then during the game, I'll go down with Alonzo, and sometimes he'll throw to me. He'll feed balls in a machine to try to keep the timing as good as possible. But, yeah, it's tough. And they know it's hard, and, you know, they put me in that role, and they know that. But, of course, I want to succeed, so I just keep on trying and keep on working.
Is this fair to say that it looks to me like your mechanics are pretty simple, so it's a little bit easier for a guy like you than somebody that has a few more moving parts?
Yeah, I try to I've actually tried to simplify it as much as possible, especially, like, in a utility role, in a bench role, just because, you know, the simpler it is, the easier it is, I think. So, you know, yeah, you have more moving parts, more stuff to try to sink in the rhythm and everything. You know, if I was in there every day, you might be able to open it up and you know, try a couple different things. Sure. Up there. But yeah, just trying to keep it simple and just short to the ball and good line drive somewhere.
Seems like a lot of high school kids always want to go to Pepperdine when they see the campus and they look on a computer and see how beautiful that is. You actually got a chance to go there. Is it as pretty as it looks?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. They should go. Go there. It's awesome school. Yep. I highly recommend it. The baseball was amazing. One of the greatest experiences of my life in my baseball career. And just the school, you know, it's top notch. I have a lot of good memories.
And a lot of beach memories as well, because it's right on the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, good suntan the whole year. good weather in Malibu. Yeah, it never gets old when I go back.
There you go. That's Danny Wirth. Danny, whenever you get in there, good luck. Keep up the great attitude, and thanks for catching up.
All right. Thanks, Marky.
Back with more Astro Launch right after this.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it's on the outside corner, nothing and two. Listening in Hempstead, Texas on KTWL 105.3 FM. Thanks for listening, and we love having you with us. All of you out there, as the Astros continue to surge in the American League West. Here's the 0-2 curveball, missed way outside.
FM, huh? So we're in stereo in Hempstead.
That's right. We might be able to harmonize in a minute. What do you want to go with?
I'm sure you're saving it up for the post-game fireworks on Friday that are a cappella themed.
Yes.
You got to practice.
I'm going to bring my harmonica. Here's the 1-2. Castro sits inside, and it's a breaking ball in there, but he misses low, 2-2.
I can confirm, folks, that Steve Sparks does indeed have a harmonica. I've heard it all too often. That is the truth.
And it is so melodic.
It's only to you, not to anybody else.
The Houston Astros.
Playing in the mess. Mike Fiers has done it. A no-hitter.
On your radio.
That ball's clobbered. Left field. See ya.
All summer long.
Start spreading the news. The Houston Astros win the AL wildcard game.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.